Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Chicago Bulls have had a relatively quiet offseason after their only signing being Trey Jones, bringing him back on a new contract. But despite that, Joe Cowley says this has been one of the most aggressive offseasons as far as Arturas Karnasova being on the phones. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about now the details of the Chicago Bulls as now their offseason moves have been made official. We're getting to all that plus a mailbag and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. And we're gonna look at an article from Joe Cowley. And Richie talked about the Chicago Bulls and their activity level, right? More so on an episode of the Recap podcast, he did say that the front office in Arturas Karnasova has been more aggressive and open in conversations around the league this summer. More specifically, he said that there reportedly remains a lot of chatter with players like Nikola Vucevic, Ayo Dosunmu, and Kobe White. But whether or not those players are actually moved is remain to be seen. But there is no question that that plenty of time remains. Trades and signings will start to become official. And so we'll talk about the official part. But let's focus on that earlier part, right, is that Arturas Karnasova has been more active, aggressive, and open in conversations around the league this summer. Now, how can you take that? You can take that as, all right, teams are calling, AK, and he's listening to these offers a little bit more, whereas maybe he shut them down in prior years. That could be it. Is AK being more aggressive about making those calls, right? Like, that's the thing that we have here. But unfortunately, let me not say unfortunately, but just to be real about all of this, it only goes so far until something has to get done. What have we said a lot? Do not confuse activity with accomplishments. And that's what it sounds like Joe Cowley's getting at here with this, is that the Bulls have been more active. They've been talking a little bit more, but what's really come of that? Now, I'm in no way one of the Bulls fans that want to see the Bulls make a move just to make a move. Whether if some of y'all explain it that way or not, some Bulls fans sit in a place where they just want to see the Bulls do something to do something, right? They did trade Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro. That deal was made official yesterday. The signing of Trey Jones was also made official yesterday, in which we found out that the third year on that contract is actually a team option, which is really good because that gives the Bulls financial flexibility if they need to come out that deal to maybe make another signing, combine some money, or also in the offseason could make that more attractive to teams if they do eventually need to include Trey Jones in another move. Great, right? That's for a team that hasn't really always understood what team options are, right? For a long time, we made fun of it. The Bulls gave out player options to everyone. For example, Javon Carter had a player option, and that's why he's still here on this roster. Had the Bulls used the last year as a team option, we could have gotten out of the Javon Carter deal this summer, right? So with Trey Jones, they understood it. They made that a team option. I also think in the last year of P. Will's deal, it's also a team. No, it's a player option. There you go. I had to fact check myself. But the problem is that, all right, the Bulls are taking more calls. Cool. How are they being aggressive? When you look around the Eastern Conference, right, there have been teams that have been far more aggressive than the Chicago Bulls have been this offseason. One, Atlanta, right? And listen, with none of these am I saying let's crown them yet. I'm just saying that when you look at what they've done with their rosters, They've turned more over. They've taken more chances than the Chicago Bulls with their roster. And so now they're coming into the season with a little bit more expectation than they left last season off with. Whereas the Bulls are coming into a new season with basically still more expectation just because of how strong we finished the season. But it's not because of additions. It's just because of, all right, let's see if Josh Giddey and Kobe can start off the way they finished last year. But when you look at a team like Atlanta, right, for example, going out and trading for Kristaps Porzingis, who is a player that, as a defensive player and even a two-way center, brings a lot of what that team was lacking. Just does. They were aggressive about that. The trade that they made in the draft to send Derek Queen to the Pelicans to get an unprotected 2026 pick, because the Pelicans don't look like they're going to be that good. The pick is unprotected. That very well is probably going to be a lottery pick. They drafted Asa Newell, who's a really good defensive player that can stretch the ball out a little bit, and he's going to be able to play, you know, learn behind Kristaps Porzingis, right? Still got Jalen Johnson there. Zachary Richesay. You went out and got Nickeil Alexander-Walker as a free agent to add to your defense even further. To add to Dyson Daniels as well. Like, the Hawks have been one of the more aggressive Eastern Conference teams this offseason and have used this place that the East is in, with some of the teams being weaker that were more so towards the top of the conference last year. They've used that to be aggressive. The Hawks, one of the most aggressive teams in the Eastern Conference this offseason. Got to give them credit for that one. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they added Lonzo Ball to a team that didn't really need to tinker with too much on their roster. One of the best teams in the league last year. They weren't healthy in the playoffs. And rather than blow it all up, right, which some people were calling for them to do, I was never in line with that. But they added a player in Lonzo Lonzo was a luxury for them during the regular season. They can manage his minutes as best they can to try to make sure that he's healthy in the playoffs. If he's healthy in the playoffs, the way that he can play the in-between between Darius Garland there and Donovan Mitchell, because he can play in a backcourt with either one of those guys, and he brings defense. Lonzo Ball was our best plus defender last season. Now, he didn't play a lot of games, only 35, but again, when you're already a championship contender, and that's what the Cleveland Cavaliers are, you can afford to take a little bit of that and see what you're gonna do. And so I think that move was really good. Adding a backcourt defender to add to your defenders in the front court, I think that's really good. And some of those those situations that they ran into in the playoffs, now being able to put Lonzo out there as a perimeter defender could help them a lot, especially when you already got DeAndre Hunter there. The Detroit Pistons, another team that was extremely, extremely aggressive this offseason. You look at them going out and adding Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson. Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson coming in and taking the place of Tim Hardaway Jr., who Tim Hardaway Jr. actually played pretty well for that team last year. I was one of the people who was like, you added Tim Hardaway Jr. and Tobias Harris to your young squad. What are you doing? But both those veterans ended up playing pretty solid roles for the Detroit Pistons last year. You now add Duncan Robinson as a shooter. Caris LeVert as well as an upside guy who can defend and do some of those things. You're also looking at adding Jaden Ivey back, who's coming back from injury. Ahsoka Thompson, who's going to hopefully take a step up as well next year. You re-sign Paul Reed. They had themselves a pretty solid offseason as well. Again, more aggressive than the Chicago Bulls. The Orlando Magic, making the trade for Desmond Bane, a player that brings in exactly what they needed as far as three-point shooting that they lacked so bad. And then they went out and had themselves a solid draft as well. Jace Richardson and Noah Pinda as well in the second round. Really solid acquisitions did that Detroit Pistons team make. I'm sorry, did Orlando Magic make even after the Desmond Bane trade? And some of those moves have kind of gone understated and overlooked just because of the big Desmond Bane trade that they made. But this is a team that still added a lot of exactly what they needed and were missing. And we know that, much like with Tristan Da Silva, they're not against playing their young players. I would not be surprised at all if Jace Richardson gets some minutes for them as the season goes on. And, they ended up signing Tyus Jones as well, especially with Jalen Suggs and his injury history and Anthony Black just not being consistent as a young player yet. Again, another team that's been aggressive in the Eastern Conference. And then the team that probably made the most aggressive move, still don't know if it's going to work out for them, the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks deciding to waive and stretch Dame Lillard for all that money and the $113 million that they owed him, to then turn around and try to bring in Miles Turner to that team, re-signing Bobby Portis, and just making a string of deals after that move that just all made sense for that team. Again, I don't know how much that's going to pay off for the Milwaukee Bucks and as far as in their hopes to try to keep Giannis around. They got Vasile Micic in as well, who may be able to be their starting point guard. We shall see. Jericho Sims, they re-signed. They brought back Gary Trent Jr. Basically, what I'm here to say is that, okay, I'm glad to hear that the Bulls have been more aggressive this offseason and open to making moves. Great. Fine and dandy, right? But that doesn't really add to, again, activity is not accomplishment. Now, if AK played this right, and I had an episode last week in which I talked about the fact that this Bulls team is not being as aggressive for long-term money because they really want to see how much of last season's run was real. And then they have the ability to be aggressive next offseason and adding exactly what they need around a backcourt of Josh Giddey and Kobe White. But they may want to just see, all right, bet we have this opportunity. So many expiring contracts. Let's really take a look at what these guys can be. And if they are that for a nice chunk of last season, we're in a position to go all in and continue building this team and be more aggressive about what we add to this team. But, you know, it's been a mixed bag, and that's the thing that's always harder to judge. I do think adding Isaac Okoro, who brings you another perimeter defender, you're getting Ayo Dosunmu back, you drafted Noah Essengay, who I think is going to be, if he makes an impact his rookie year, it's going to be defensive, and he's that long-term mate there with Miles Bouzelis. I do think you've done some things that definitely help your team, and I know that's harder to look at when it's not kind of the big splashy moves, but the Bulls have done some functional things to try to give this group that finished last season strong a better chance by adding some of the things that they were missing. I give them credit for that. But they just weren't as aggressive. The Cam Whitmore trade, one that we heard about that's out, right? Those type of things. So we'll ultimately see what ends up happening. It's good to hear that they are making calls. Even Joe Calley, who's somebody who I would say leans more negative in his Bulls coverage for sure, basically saying like, hey, they're not done yet. And these trades are still possible. We heard last night, as far as the Pistons could pivot towards Nikola Vucevic to add him to Jalen Duren, as far as having a double big lineup that they can go to at times, but him being the scoring where Jalen Duren is more defensive minded. And I like that, right? If the Bulls were to get Isaiah Stewart, it would definitely impact the Chicago Bulls offense, right? Like, that's the thing. I want to be clear there. If the Bulls traded Nikola Vucevic, I think sometimes Bulls fans forget how important Vooch is to the Bulls offense. You know what? Yes, we'd be giving.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
A defensive boost, but then you're looking at Miles Bouzelis and to say, all right, how much are you going to step up offensively in year two? I think that's definitely what you'd be looking at that point in time. You'd also then be looking at Isaac Okoro. Can he hit his threes at a higher volume? Well, can he keep the same percentage, but at a higher clip? That's the thing for Isaac Okoro. He's, you know, been less than four 3-pointers per game, but he's hit it at a really decent clip. On this Bulls team, if he can hit that same percentage or near that with taking 2 or 3 3-pointers more, that with the defense that he provides, that is going to help the Bulls quite a bit, right? Ayo, is his 3-point shooting that was coming along last season and his defense getting back on track, are those things going to help, right? Those are the things that you're looking at for this Bulls team. And all we can do is hope. I'm not one to act like everything is solved until we see it, but I'm not one that I'm going to ignore that the Bulls did some things that I do think are functional. It's just, we're tired of having functional off seasons. That's so often what we have here with the Bulls, are functional off seasons, which are fine when you've actually accomplished something. But maybe this is the year that the Bulls accomplish a little bit more and those type of things. And I think one thing that you can see as well, right? And looking at all those teams that we talked about were more aggressive than the Bulls, the difference is that those teams have their players that they're building around. And again, I know I have to say this every time and burst people's bubble. No, Kobe White or Josh Giddey have not shown yet consistently that they can be players that you're building around. Stop trying to crown players too early just because you like them. And Miles Bouzelis definitely ain't shown that yet, right? They just have not shown that yet. But when you look at it, the Hawks, they have Trey Young. The Cleveland Cavaliers, Everybody, their whole core has proven that they can be built around. The Detroit Pistons have Cade Cunningham. The Orlando Magic have Franz and Paolo and a core that they can build around. The Milwaukee Bucks are doing all this to try to convince Giannis to stay. And I think that's the part that we also have to, in fairness, evaluate as well. The Bulls don't have their piece that they're building around yet. Now, maybe that guy is on the roster and they prove it this season, but they have not proven it yet. Hell, Josh Giddey doesn't even have a contract as of yet. Coby White doesn't have a contract past this season. So even then, you can't put yourself in a situation where you're with those guys and you're on the same level as those teams yet. Now, hopefully the Bulls get there. And if they do, great. We'll see what happens there. But with that said, I do want to go ahead and get into the mailbag. The first voicemail that we got for today, this one's from Reginald.
Hey, this is Reginald calling, especially right after your Isaiah Stewart video. I don't hate the idea of saying Bruce for Isaiah Stewart. Like some of your guests have said, that the Bulls definitely lack toughness. That's not even a question. That's a fact. My question to you is, would they, instead of taking Rooch, would they accept Zach Collins? Once again, I know it's a completely different thing, completely different players or completely different styles. But I'm looking at the moves Detroit made, adding Duncan Robinson, adding really a couple of really good offensive players like Kevin LeVert. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, they have all the firepower they need to compete, you know, be one of those top four seeds. But we're adding Vooch, put them over the top. I don't think they're a team looking to, you know, just get to the playoffs. They've done that already. I think they're looking like, okay, who can we get us to the Eastern Conference Finals? And to get to that level, you have to have a well-balanced team. We saw that with Indiana. We saw that with, I don't want to say New York, because they didn't really have a lot of depth, and you all saw how that ended up. But you saw that with OKC, Houston. But I think they could use, I think Vooch is definitely a player that can help get them there. I think the lack of interior defense will cause some problems. So I was thinking maybe Zach Collins for Isaiah Stewart, but if they won't budge on that, then I probably would make the deal and move Vooch for Stewart. No picks. And what you said about Robert Williams III being constantly injured, I get that. But my thing is, maybe the Bulls should probably take a look at him anyway and say, look, Portland, we'll move off of Robert Williams, we'll move off of Javon Carter for Robert Williams III. I think they'll still be under the luxury cap. And if they have to add another player, I'll probably throw in Jalen Smith. I don't know if Portland has the roster spot for both, but that should make up the money. And if I have to give up convert their first-round protected pick to a late second-round pick in 2027, I do that. But what do you think? Robert Williams III and Isaiah Stewart on the Bulls team.
Reginald, I mean, picking up right where I left off on, and like those teams that you mentioned, they have their player that they're building around. And that's what you can do. You can be more aggressive when you have your pivot point, when you have your player that you're building everything around. Once you've established that and that player is locked in, then you can start doing some of those things. And so I think that's one of the things that we're seeing. No matter where your team is, once you have that player that you're building around or that core of players that you're like, this core together can do this. Now let's supplement that core. Once you've established that, that's where you can start being those aggressive moves. But the one thing I got to point out that you said is that you said that they lack interior defense. Jalen Duren, did you forget that Jalen Duren is on their roster, Reginald? That's part of the reason why they would feel comfortable sending off Isaiah Stewart for Vooch, is the balance of offense and defense there. So I think that's what you got to look at too. Like Vooch probably wouldn't be their starter in that case, but he would be competing for something. So take that for how you will. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This next one's from Vikram.
It's Vikram. So I just saw the Summer League roster and see Amadis and Noah Senge on there. I didn't see Adama Sanogo. What happened to him? Is he gone or something? Like, is he on a different roster? I thought maybe he left because he got waived because he got injured or something like that. Is that him or is that another player? I don't know. Anyways, what are your expectations for both the Noah Senge and Modest in Summer League? I heard Modest is playing at least one game, so my assumption is that the Bulls want to see Modest, like, absolutely tear up Summer League, so he just sits out for the rest of it. Is that what you're expecting? Because I feel like that's kind of what I'm expecting, like, he looks too good for the Summer League type of thing. And with Noah Senge, what are your hopes for what he does in Summer League? What are you looking for? Personally, I'm looking for, like, activity and stuff. You know, let me know.
Sanogo is actually on the Utah Jazz's Summer League roster. So there's that, right? I found that out after yesterday's episode, which is crazy to see. You know, he played 15 minutes, I think, in their first game, too. So we'll see what Adama ends up doing. But, hey, the Bulls have moved on, it seems like. And just because he's on another team's Summer League roster doesn't necessarily mean the Bulls can't bring him back. I didn't see anything about him signing a two-way contract or anything like that. So it means after Summer League, if he has a good showing, the Bulls aren't going to be the only one to bid on him. But there could be teams that come biting there. As far as Modest, yes, he's likely to play one game. And I think that's perfectly fine. Modest doesn't have to play a whole bunch of games in the Summer League. As far as Noah, I think that Noah Senge, the thing that I'm looking for him in Summer League is he's going to have more of an opportunity to do things on the offensive side of the ball than what he'll have if he gets into the rotation in the regular season. So I'm really looking to see what he brings offensively. How does that offensive game look? Because I think he's going to get more opportunities to shoot. He's going to get more opportunities to have the ball in his hand. And that's not necessarily, we're going to see that at a high level or at all, really, once the regular season starts. So that's really what I'm looking at from Noah Senge as well. But the Bulls have a decent Summer League team, and I can't wait to see them play basketball. All right, let's get into the last voicemail for today. This one's from Shay.
What's up, Hayes? Look, I know the kid has not played a single game yet, but our second-round pick, Lachlan Albrecht, I am not too thrilled about. The fact that he plays under the rim and he's not really that athletic at all is a problem. And on top of that, he's not even a consistent shooter. And not to mention, he doesn't really play defense. You know who that sounds like a little bit? An undersized Marko Simonovic. And like I said before, who we took in the 2020 draft, we really should have drafted Trey Jones, that second round pick. I don't see Lachlan Albrecht staying around at the NBA for that long, man. I mean, he is a bruiser, but at the end of the day, man, he doesn't do anything special, and he's not really a good defender, and he can't really shoot that good. Hey, man, I'm not too thrilled on him, but hopefully I'm wrong. Anyway, tell me what you think. Peace.
Lachlan Albrecht, bro. First of all, if you're comparing him to Marko Simonovic, that tells me you haven't watched a single shred of tape on Lachlan Albrecht. Lachlan is not Marko Simonovic. That's actually a pretty dumb comparison, just to be 100% honest with you. They're not even remotely the same. Not even remotely the same. Marko didn't know where to be offense or defense. When you look at Lachlan Albrecht, you can tell that this guy's a hooper. He's a basketball player. He understands how to move in space. He's actually a pretty damn good passer. You say he can't shoot. He's actually a pretty decent shooter as far as percentage-wise. So, like, and I'm not here to say that Lachlan's going to be like some uber NBA prospect, but for you to compare him to Marko Simonovic is actually pretty bad. It's actually pretty bad. Now, of course, we know that players that, Rocco Zakarski went where the Bulls' original pick was at 45 instead of the Bulls trading down to 55. Of course, there are players in the second round that have more upside had the Bulls just stayed where they were. But to compare Lachlan Albrecht to Marko Simonovic, that's crazy, my boy. That's real crazy. But, hey, to each their own, I guess, there. But with that said, man, that's my time for today. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. And lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.